24-3 was the final from Wallace Wade Stadium. So let me start here with you, Corey. What is your big takeaway coming out of the game from an NC State versus Duke perspective?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me on, as always, and I appreciate it. But yeah, you know, the biggest thing that I had coming away from that as far as NC State and Duke was, you know, the fact that, I mean, Duke's defense for everything that we, you know, I even talked to Adam Rowe, a guy that works with us 24/7 the week prior, and he was like, yeah, so, you know, I think this defense is good, but they haven't really proven it against anybody that's a big quality opponent. Obviously, Notre Dame was good, but that was the most points they had really given up. They proved it, more than proved it, against NC State on Saturday, but I also thought there was a lot of moments where NC State shot themselves in the foot on the offensive side of the football, especially with all the false starts, all of the, you know, the motion penalties, things along those lines. So, you know, there's still a lot that needs to be learned about NC State and MJ Morris, and hopefully we'll find out over the next few weeks where things really stand for this team, especially coming off of a bye.
Well, so what are your thoughts about MJ Morris? I liked the wrinkle of lining up KC Concepcion in the backfield and getting him the ball that way. Even Gray getting him the ball in the back. He dropped a couple of passes, but just getting him the ball, guys who look to be, to have some missability, if you will. I liked how they did that. Overall, what is your read on where Morris is?
Yeah, you know, I think there's some frustration for Morris coming off of Saturday night. You mentioned the drop passes by Julian Gray. I thought they tried to get the ball in your playmaker's hands. We saw it against Marshall, you know, the pop passes for KC and, you know, the potential there for Julian Gray. But, you know, I think the frustration comes from, you know, he threw the one interception, which was a poor pass. You can't make that type of pass. But, you know, the drop passes, there was, I think it was Pro Football Focus credited NC State with 5 drop passes in that game. And I thought there was several passes that, you know, if you contest those, they come away with. You got to make some of those physical grabs, you know, and right. if you count those in, I mean, it was probably 7, 8, you know, 9 throws that MJ Morris made that were good throws that if you have separation by your wide receivers, if you have, you know, the physical play from your wide receivers, something we haven't seen since, you know, really Emeka Emezi 2 years ago, Kelvin Harmon prior to that, you know, Jacoby Myers was good at making those difficult catches. You aren't seeing it from some of the wide receivers for NC State so far this year.
Corey Smith, Pat Bride, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show at @RCoreySmith on Twitter. Defensively, what happened on the, like, there was the one deep ball to Jalen Calhoun. They missed him another time where he was wide open and Bielan just overthrew it. What happened on that play, and what happened on the did State have 5 players on the field on the Jordan Waters touchdown run? Because he just made one simple cut. There was nobody.
Yeah, I mean, both of those were misassignments, and one of them, one of them was actually Terrence Hinton, a guy that's a young DB that came in and, you know, has made some plays so far this year, but that was just a complete miss on his part when it came on the Calhoun 69-yard completion that he had. And then, like you said, I mean, there was more than just the one. You know, you think back to Henry Bielan, you know, his big 26-yard run that, you know, NC State had him backed up against the goal line twice.
Yep.
Just missed, you know, on both of those. One was the 26-yard run by Bielan where, you know, 2 linebackers get sucked into the gap and they just completely missed it. And it left a wide open lane. Luckily, you know, Peyton Wilson was able to run that one down. But then the other one, you know, the 80-yard run, just nobody there. I mean, you just completely missed on both of those. And then, you know, this defense has been, you know, a work in progress throughout the year. It's frustrating because you come away with, you know, only allowing 24 points to an ACC opponent. That seems like it should be enough to win, but there's been so much pressure on this defense throughout the year that you give up those explosive plays at all to any ACC defense or any ACC offense right now, and your offense is just not able to, you know, come to the table with anything to be able to give you some complimentary football on the other side.
Corey Smith from Pack Prod is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Like, Yeah, I think NC State probably dropped more passes than Duke dropped, and they certainly committed more penalties. I think both sides kind of tried their very best to keep the to keep the other in it or to keep the game close. Duke had the lead, so they did everything they could to give NC State some hope, and State did everything to take that hope away from themselves, I guess is the best way to put it. What is the future right now, do you think? Is Morris the guy, or is there are there players that have not yet hit the field that can help him out? The offensive line, sir, they cannot run the ball. That, to me, is the biggest difference between these two teams, that Duke has some semblance of a running game even against a good team, and NC State really doesn't.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Yeah, four-pack pride, if you know, shameless plug here.
That's fine.
But, you know, exactly what you're saying. You know, the fact that NC State, you know, on some of the players that we haven't seen, you know, particularly in the offensive side of the football. And when I say haven't seen, I mean haven't seen enough of. You know, a guy like Michael Allen comes off of a game where, you know, he rushes for 70 yards, has a touchdown against Marshall, which, you know, maybe that Marshall defense doesn't look as good as we thought. You know, the previous week after what they did against Georgia State. But, you know, Michael Allen is a guy that has played well when asked to, and he's rushed for over 5 yards per carry so far this season, and he only got 5 touches against Duke this past Saturday. And you might say, oh, well, they were down by, you know, 3 touchdowns at certain points of the game. Well, he only got 2 carries in the first half, and NC State was in the ballgame in that. There's another guy, Javonte Vereen, that we saw against Notre Dame, who it appears must be in the doghouse or something, because he didn't play in 2 games. Duke, he didn't play in at all. He had 65 yards, led the team against Notre Dame in week 2, and we just haven't seen anything from him. So, you know, I think this is a week where NC State needs to kind of take a step back and figure out, hey, you know, what is this offense? What is the strength of this offense? What can this offense be? And try to figure out ways to implement some of these younger players, because, you know, right now there's 5 games left of the season. You have to figure out what you have going into, not only find ways to win games this season, but figure out what you have going into the offseason. Because as of right now, you're looking towards the future at quarterback. You're looking towards the future at, you know, your key wide receiver position right now with Kevin Concepcion. But, you know, you got to find out of these last 5 games if MJ Morris really is the guy. Because, you know, I do think he played really well against Marshall. I don't think he played well, you know, at times against Duke, but that's because of Duke's defense. I mean, again, Duke's defense was really stout. You also didn't have a running game outside of MJ Morris in that game.
Yeah.
So I just feel like you look at this offense, and it needs to be figured out in these next 5 games whether or not MJ Morris really is the guy.
Yeah, bye week, then home against Clemson and Miami in back-to-back weeks. Both of those teams have outstanding defensive clubs. I know Miami didn't look like it because they got housed by North Carolina, but I think North Carolina is a next-level team. And the Tar Heels. By the way, if you have tickets to NC State, there are 3 great teams coming to Carter-Finley Stadium between now and the end of the season. So tailgating should be a blast. Corey Smith, at R. Corey Smith from Pack Pride, I appreciate your time, my friend. By the way, Corey's supposed to join us last week, but he's being a good dad. and chaperoned a field trip to the North Carolina Zoo. So, real quick, favorite display from the North Carolina Zoo?
I mean, it's always a giraffe.
Yeah.
Giraffes are, you know, the polar bear was great. The kids got to see, you know, the polar bears eating some food directly in front of them. So they love that. But the giraffes, when you walk over there, it's just like, wow. I mean, I don't know. It's a feat to behold.
Did you feed the giraffes?
We didn't. My daughter actually went 2 weeks prior with the wife, and she got a chance to do that. That was her favorite thing to do. And she had a little zoo trekker badge, but we didn't get a chance to do that. It was an extra fee to do that. And we had, you know, I had seven kids, so we weren't going to be able to get all of them in on that. So
would they charge you now to feed the giraffes?
They do. Apparently you're paying for lettuce. So,
oh my gosh, I'm going to have to text you a quick video of my son feeding the giraffe. There was cool. It was a giraffe named Jack, and that's what my son's name is. I didn't realize that I thought all giraffes were named Jeffrey, but that's another thing altogether.
My daughter fed as well with Jack. So.
Hey, Corey, thank you very much, man. I appreciate your time.
All right, I appreciate it, Adam. You have a good day.
You got it. Good dad. So that was cool, right?
Yeah.
Have you been to the North Carolina Zoo?
Oh, many a time.
Shouts to Asheboro.
Yes. That was, I don't remember what grade it was, but it was mandatory.
Yeah, I think we did a third grade trip. I chaperoned a third grade trip, so it's been a while.
Yeah.
But you could hand the giraffe. They like romaine lettuce, apparently.
Oh,
iceberg.
Fancy.
Get that crap out of here.
Cheap stuff.
I don't want the iceberg. Give me romaine.
Yeah.
So, we just feeding giraffe lettuce.
Wow.
You know what you're not allowed to do? You're not allowed to pet the giraffe.
Oh.
You can give him lettuce or her. We don't know. I didn't check.
Right.
But
Jack,
you can't,
or Jacqueline.
Right. Can, yeah. Right. Can't. Well, they said specifically it was Jack.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Could have been short for anything.
Wow.
But
you can't pet them.
You can't pet them. Don't touch them. Just give them. They'll just come take the lettuce right out of your hand.
They're not cuddlers. Giraffes aren't cuddlers, I guess.
No, not. Yeah. I don't think so.
That's why they don't want you to pet them.
So.
Are you unhappy with your CPAP provider? Did you know you can easily switch providers right now? I'm Megan Gigling, General Manager of Parkway Sleep Health Centers. We are North Carolina's number one source for CPAP machines and supplies. Contact us today. We ship anywhere in North Carolina.
If you're in need of a CPAP machine, supplies, a knowledgeable doctor, or a sleep study, Parkway has you covered. For information or to schedule an appointment, visit parkwaysleep.com. Sound sleep, sound health.